explanations are different than the other mathematical statements you may see during lessons. For instance, we distinguish descriptions of how to do a procedure from statements that explain why the procedure works. The statement, to simplify 4/8, first I divided 4 by the 4, then I divided 8 by the 4, and got 1/2, is simply a description of the steps used to simplify 4/8, and would not count as an explanation. These descriptive statements are very common in classrooms. Students and teachers narrate their way through many procedures, often without explaining why those procedures work. We also distinguish explanations from statements or facts, or definitions made without additional meaning or connections. Let's say a class is talking about quadrilaterals. The teacher, for instance, states, "Rectangles have two pairs of equal sides and four right angles." This is simply a definition that describes the attributes of a rectangle. Similarly, the statement, "All squares are rectangles," is not an explanation, whereas a square is a rectangle because a square meets the definition of a rectangle. It has two pairs of equal sides and four right angles, is a case in which the statement is justified with regard to the definition of a rectangle. As this case suggests, if definitions are used to explain statements or similar situations, then the definitions count as explanations.